My name is Jan Johnson. I'm president of Millennium Research Incorporated. We are a full-service research firm devoted specifically to agriculture, and we've been in business for about 20 years, and we help companies and organizations gain a deeper insight into the needs, wants, desires, motivations, and behaviors of farmers in general, but also associated agribusinesses like elevator owners, in order to develop products and services that better meet the needs of farmers, make farming more efficient and effective, and hopefully just to increase the quality of life for everybody all the way around.
Share some of those insights with us specific to this next generation of farmers and some of the things that you are recognizing about them, some commonalities.
Well, I think one of the things that drove this research is the emphasis in the public area, the general population, of the influence of the millennial generation and how in the general population, millennials make up like a third of the workforce. Whereas in farming, I know from much of the research I do that there's just not that many young farmers out there. So we decided to, take a look at young farmers and see, even though they're small in number, are they making a bigger impact than maybe we're giving them credit for in the decision-making process and the adoption of the new technologies that are going along in coming into agriculture these days. And actually, the findings were pretty surprising that even though they're young, they might have actually still have a job off the farm. They're making a lot of the decisions regarding seed, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, technology, and all those sort of day-to-day or seasonal decisions that farmers make. The young farming partner is making quite a lot of them.
Directly related to that, it's well documented that most farmers are in that 50 to 60 plus year range. And so as they near retirement and wanting to transition the farm, they're depending on this next generation of farmers to step up and take over, whether it's somebody within the family or somebody that they're familiar with. And so I would think that there is a direct correlation to the majority of farmers who are nearing that retirement age and this small segment of younger farmers that is apparently ready to take on a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, in fact, we find that according to the latest USDA agricultural census, farmers under the age of 44 only account for about a third of the farmers out there. And from the work that we do, which tends to concentrate on commercial-sized operations, we find that farmers under 44 years old tend to control farming operations of almost twice the size of older farmers. So we think that as people retire, what we're going to see is fewer farmers controlling more land.
What are the best traits about this group of young farmers that you've researched? Is it their business savvy, their technical know-how? What do they bring to the farming operation that maybe the older generations haven't been able to?
Well, I don't know that they bring things that the older generations haven't been able to, given sort of the era of which they grew up. One of the things we find is that they're very well educated. About, I think it's 67% of them have either a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, which is twice the level of education that you find in the general population in this age group. So I think that's one thing. And what education and business experience give them is, maybe a more open attitude toward new things. Certainly we see that they themselves see the biggest difference between them and their older farming partner as being much more open to new technology and new ideas.
The research, Jan, is about a year old. I would imagine that you have some longer-term plans for this. What's this research going to look like in another year or 5 years?
That's a really good question. I never predict what research will find because you're almost always wrong, which is why you do research in the first place. I would think that, we're going to see some effects of the current commodity depressed prices situation. certainly the farm income being the lowest it's been since 2009 is going to make a difference in terms of sort of the actions and behaviors that these farmers are able to do. Because one of the other things that we saw in terms of differences with older farming partners is definitely a return on investment mindset, and that every dollar they spend needs to show how it's going to make them more money in the end, not simply higher yields or some other benefit. There's got to be a return on investment. So I think that's going to be, we're going to see a lot of sharper pencils in the next few years.
How about social media savvy? I would assume that this millennial generation is more familiar with and able to utilize things like Twitter and Facebook than say their parents or folks that are older. So as far as reaching that consumer audience, those other millennials that want to know more about food production but don't come from a food production background, any insight into that aspect during your research?
That's a good question. Well, what we found actually is that most of these people, because there are a fair amount of women in this group as well, they don't really spend a lot of time on social media, especially for their business. And I think that's primarily because they're pretty busy. A lot of them have an off-farm job. They're also working almost full-time on the farm. And then they're helping out with, you know, in addition to making the decisions, they're doing the research and investigation on, you know, the moves they need to make to stay in business and stay in the black. So one of the things, though, that we do see some younger farmers doing is really creating a channel to reach the general public directly. And one of the gentlemen who followed me at the program actually has a YouTube channel with about 3,000 subscribers. And he said it was, you know, to create that direct link between what he does as a farmer and to the general public who might not know how their food is produced. And it really gives an inside look at the things he does to provide a very safe food supply.
Any other aspects of your research, Jan, that we have not talked about that you think we should?
Well, I think one of the things that's always underestimated is the passion which farmers in general bring to being farmers. But certainly we see that in this young generation that, you know, farming used to be a way of life. Now it's a business, but it's a business that provides a way of life that these farmers really appreciate. And, you know, for the few that are on Twitter, there's certainly plenty of commentary on various and sundry things, but you're always going to see that beautiful sunset shot out of the tractor cab or combine cab, and just an appreciation for the ability to produce the food that they do.
Jan, how can our listeners learn more about Millennium Research and the work that you do?
Well, they can certainly give me a call at 612-724-8687 or send me an email at jjohnson@millenniumresearching.com.